dissertations by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 5/16/22. The name of the patient is Bonnie Carrier, K-E-H-R-I-E-R. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, Streco, space Carrier, space B. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 5/16/22. Referring physician, Jaslyn Braniato, B-R-A-N-I-A-T-O. Jaslyn is J-A-C-L-Y-N-D-O. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 74-year-old female with dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, V2. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 73. Baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 135, parentheses, 92% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 73 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19575, period. New paragraph. Patient not experiencing any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 72 and a heart rate of 87 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmia. There was an APC in early recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate. Under the clinical history where it says 74-year-old female with dyspnea on exertion, make it 74-year-old female with history of bradycardia with dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with mild augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to stress with an intact chronotropic response to exercise. 5, an APC was noted in early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate, with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, mild augmentation wall motion with exercise, likely related to her fair functional capacity, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Conclusion number 2, I think, should read fair functional capacity if it doesn't, with a functional capacity of 7 mets. It's a patient, right. And then finally, thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.